My name is Genevieve Lyson. I'm from Lewiston, Maine, and this is my paid sick day story. I worked at a restaurant in Lewiston for well over 5 years, and we were not offered paid sick days, which was challenging, you know, especially for many of my coworkers who had young families, you know, who were sort of forced on a daily basis to be choosing between being at home to care for their sick kid or having enough money to put food on the table for their children. I was seeing especially young mothers faced with a really difficult decision about either, you know, whether to come to work really ill, potentially infecting other customers and other coworkers, or to stay home, care for their kids. So I saw that firsthand far too often. And then I myself faced with actually the threat of being fired if I didn't show up for a shift when I was ill. I was violently sick, throwing up, and it was really not a good bug, whatever I had, if it was a flu. I called my manager several hours before my shift started, probably 4 hours before, saying, really sick, I really need someone to cover this shift, there's no way I can work. And I was faced with the ultimatum of, you will be here tonight for your shift or you will not have a job tomorrow. At the time, I didn't have any other source of income, and I had really no choice but to, you know, suck it up, drink a lot of water, and get myself to work. I worked my full shift, possibly infecting customers and my coworkers with whatever illness that I had. And then I don't any longer work in the restaurant industry, but I work for the Maine People's Alliance now. I'm a community organizer. I work with a lot of single mothers, a lot of low-income working people, and that issue comes up again and again, that they aren't able to care for themselves or for their family members when they are ill. They financially don't have the choice, and their employers are not providing them with the opportunity to take care of their families.